This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview an upcoming new law that has drawn quite a bit of attention this year.
Senate Bill 49 and 118.
Senate Bill 49 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Education Committee on February 4th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 18th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives 2 days later, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 14th, and signed into law on July 9th. Senate Bill 118 was later combined with Senate Bill 49. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe is the sponsor. When Missouri senators began discussing Senate Bills 49 and 118 on February 18th, he told his colleagues this measure would authorize school districts and charter schools to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers.
Rules and regulations have burdened not only the teachers to have an adequate amount of time with students, but also the school district to be able to provide students help. And certainly, I believe after we've went through the COVID pandemic, we see problems with students all over our state.
During discussion, Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City made a slight change to this proposal.
Senator, what I am asking for is some very clear language to ensure that anybody who comes into our school is not going to be there to bring the boldness of Christ Jesus into their classroom. I want to make sure that we are going to explicitly ban proselytizing in our public schools.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis also amended this legislation.
This amendment right here is something that, you know, I discussed with the senator from Livingston and the senator from Lawrence. This amendment, basically, it gives some clarification that the Armed Forces Chaplain Board, that you have to be registered with the Armed Forces Chaplain Board in order to participate in this program.
Senator Black adds it took several years to craft this upcoming new law.
We hear about mental health concerns and the problem that's having within our schools with children, and then the stresses that are put on our staff at schools that are trying to do their best job. And I've had several things put in front of me and several statistics put in front of me, and I think it will help students in Northwest Missouri as well as the rest of the state.
In addition, this new law says a background check could be conducted on any school chaplain prior to such chaplain's commencement of employment or volunteer service. A school district or charter school would not employ or accept as a volunteer any chaplain who is required to be registered as a sex offender under current law. Senate Bills 49 and 118 will take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.